Hachette Audio presents Marissa Meyer and the Fight to Save Yahoo. Written by Nicholas Carlson. Read by Kif Vandenhuvel. Dedication for Mom. Another book to read so we can talk about it. Prologue. Bobby had a nickel. Nearly 4,000 Yahoo employees sat and waited for Marissa Meyer to explain herself. It was around 10:30 on Thursday morning, November 7, 2013. Some of the employees, those in Yahoo's Santa Monica and New York offices, sat at their desks watching a video feed on their computer monitors. At Yahoo's headquarters in Sunnyvale, California, just off US 101 in the heart of Silicon Valley, almost 2,000 employees sat in a huge cafeteria. The sunlit windowed cafeteria was called URLs. It was named that because when Yahoo was founded almost 20 years before, all it did was serve up URLs, website addresses. The earliest version of Yahoo was a directory of links on a gray web page with a friendly logo up top. The name also worked because URLs sounded like Earls, and that suited the cafeteria's 1950s diner motif. Walking into the cafeteria, you see a sign that reads, "Eat at URLs." The sign is one whimsical touch among many in Yahoo's headquarters. The campus is called The Who.